If you own an airplane, you know the feeling of signing for it. Now imagine signing for 100 of them all at once. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, your rundown of the headlines that matter to the people who actually fly. Today, we've got a big one coming out of the Farnborough Airshow, and it tells you more about the next decade of aviation than almost anything else on the wire. Here's what you need to know. On July 20th, SMBC Aviation Capital, one of the largest aircraft leasing firms on the planet, placed a firm order for 100 Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. That's according to reporting from Aerotime out of Farnborough. SMBC is Japanese-owned, headquartered in Ireland, and if you've never heard the name, that's fine. Most passengers haven't. But there's a very good chance you've already flown on an airplane they own. Let me back up and explain why a leasing company matters to you at all. Before I do, a quick word from the people keeping the lights on today. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, leasing companies. Here's the thing a lot of pilots don't think about. When you look up at an airliner overhead, you probably assume the airline flying it also owns it. More than half the time, you'd be wrong. Roughly half the world's commercial fleet is owned by leasing firms, called lessors, and rented to the airlines that paint their logos on the tail. SMBC is one of the giants in that business. They buy the metal, the airlines fly the routes, and the risk gets spread around. So when a lessor orders 100 airframes, that's not one airline making a bet. That's a company that sells airplanes to dozens of airlines betting that demand for this specific jet is going to stay strong for years. The headline says Boeing, the story underneath is confidence, and that word matters because Boeing has spent the last several years earning back exactly that. Confidence. You all remember the 737 MAX story. Two fatal accidents, the Lion Air flight in 2018 and the Ethiopian Airlines flight in 2019. Both tied to a flight control system called MCAS, the Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System. The type was grounded worldwide for the better part of 2 years. Then more recently, the door plug that departed an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9 in flight over Oregon, which pulled the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, right back into Boeing's factory to cap production rates and audit quality control. That's the backdrop. So when a sophisticated buyer like SMBC signs for 100 more of them, they're voting with the biggest checkbook in the room. Lessors do not order airplanes they think will be hard to place with customers. They order airplanes the airlines are lining up to fly. Now, the headline doesn't tell the whole story. And here's the part I want you to sit with. An order is not a delivery. Boeing's problem for the last couple of years has not been selling 737 MAX jets. It's been building them. The FAA capped MAX production at 38 airplanes a month in the wake of the door plug event. And Boeing has been working to prove it can hold quality steady before that ceiling comes up. The company already has a backlog running into the thousands of airplanes. Adding 100 more to the order book doesn't put 100 more jets on the ramp next year. It stretches the line out further into the future. So the real question this order raises isn't whether people want the airplane. It's whether Boeing can build them fast enough to work through a backlog that now stretches well past the end of this decade. This affects you if you fly for a living or you're hoping to a healthy Boeing order book, combined with a production line that's running behind, means two things for the flight deck workforce. One, the narrow-body airliner is not going anywhere. The 737 MAX and its competitor from Airbus, the A320neo family, are the backbone airplanes airlines will be hiring to fly for the next 20 years. And two, delivery delays ripple straight into airline growth plans, which ripple into hiring timelines and upgrade timelines. When the airplanes show up late, the left seat shows up late too. And it matters even if you never leave the general aviation world. Farnborough is where the industry shows its hand for the year. And the signal this year is steady demand and a supply chain still catching its breath. That same supply chain crunch, the shortage of skilled labor, the wait on parts and castings in avionics is the same one that's got you waiting months on a factory overhauled cylinder or a backordered radio for your own airplane. Big aviation and small aviation drink from the same well. One more piece of context before I let this one go. Farnborough and the Paris Air Show trade off years, and they are the two stages where the order announcements get saved up and rolled out for maximum effect. So expect more of these headlines this week. When you see them, do what SMBC's analysts did. Look past the big round number. Ask who's buying, whether it's an airline or a lessor, whether the order is firm or just an option, and how it stacks onto a backlog that's already years deep. That's how you read an air show order like a professional instead of a spectator. The short version. A major leasing firm just put real money behind the 737 MAX. Boeing's order book keeps growing, and the pressure now sits squarely on the factory floor to deliver what's already been promised. That reporting came to us from Aerotimes coverage at Farnborough. You can find the rest of today's headlines over at RadioHanger.com. I'm Tower. Keep your scan moving, and I'll see you at the next hour.